Now, this week, the winner of the Rolls-Royce Annual Science Prize was announced during a special ceremony held at the Science Museum in London. Chris Smith was there to hear who won.
In 2010, Japan filed 330,000 patents, America, 240,000, Britain, 17,000. Other countries are now dwarfing our technology outputs, use far more engineers than we do.
The numbers make quite sobering listening, don't they? But the main point that cyclonic vacuum cleaner inventor Sir James Dyson was making during his keynote speech at this year's Rolls-Royce Science Prize award ceremony is that if we're to keep British engineering open for business and internationally competitive, then we desperately need to invest in the education and nurturing of the scientists and engineers of tomorrow. It's a view that's shared by many leading industrialists and specialist manufacturers, including Rolls-Royce themselves, as the group's Director of Research and Development, Professor Rick Parker, explains.
We're very worried about the quality of science teaching and the sheer enthusiasm for science amongst young people today. They weren't going into science courses. They were often being put off science at a very young age, so that there was no chance of them going on to university to do science or engineering because they just hadn't done the right subjects in the run-up to leaving school.
Rick Parker. To tackle this problem, the company have set up a prize targeting teachers. Vaughan Lewis.
Science Prize is an annual competition we've been running for teachers for the past 6 years. It was launched on our anniversary year, and the idea is we ask teachers how they would improve science education in their school or college with £6,000 from Rolls-Royce. We work through the Science Learning Centre network to get those entries, and each year we get between 1,500 to 2,000 schools that put an entry in, and from those the 50 best are selected to win £1,000 as a shortlist, and from that shortlist we choose 9 finalist schools, and those schools receive a further £5,000 to go ahead with their project ideas over the following academic year.
Why did you think there was a need to do this?
At Rolls-Royce, we are very committed to ensuring that the next generation of students coming through will have the right skills, the right understanding, the right knowledge to be able to work in companies such as Rolls-Royce, high-tech and high-value-added companies. So they've got the understanding of the basic science behind the things they need, and they're enthusiastic about it and want to go on and study at a degree level and beyond so they can come and work for us, or want to come and work with us at apprenticeships and, you know, get the hands-on and real science and engineering.
It's telling, though, isn't it, if a company like Rolls-Royce has to start putting together prizes to try and stimulate what many people would argue ought to be going on in schools anyway. That's what schools are for, isn't it? To try and get people interested in sciences and development so that Britain carries on as a manufacturing nation.
What I say about that is, I mean, the teachers do a great job. There's a lot of very good teachers out there, you know, encouraging a lot of students to do these. But what we were trying to do with this money is allow them to do something above and beyond what they normally do. So with the £6,000, if you're in a primary school, that's a lot of money. Our winners last year were a primary school, and they received a further £15,000 from us. So they received £21,000 from us. And when we spoke to the science coordinator at that school, his budget for the whole school was £700 for the following year. So we're able, through what we're doing, is just to give them a big boost and allow them to do more than they would do, just to really raise the profile of science and engineering within school and make it fundamental to what the pupils are studying.
Vaughan Lewis. So that's the theory, but what about in practice? Well, here's this year's winner to tell us.
My name's Robert Aspden. I'm a science teacher working at Teesdale School. I run a club called the STEM Club that's for science, technology, engineering and maths. It's supposed to encourage students to want to take on those careers in future, because England and Great Britain are getting behind a little bit with that, and we're trying to make sure that doesn't happen and we stay the great nation for engineers that we are. So the Rolls-Royce Prize has allowed my club to push the limits of what the students could achieve.
What was the project you did that won you the prize?
I had the students designing and building and researching enrichment devices for a captive group of primates, some mandrills at Chester Zoo. There's a big issue at the moment about zoos and the lifestyle that animals have. So we were setting about trying to encourage and develop the lives of these animals to stop them from going insane in the captive situation. So we work with Chester Zoo, who do lots of work with their animals, trying to encourage them to work for their food and prevent these insanity behaviours that can develop.
So what did the students actually have to do, and what do you think they learned from doing this?
The first part of the project, we visited the zoo, so they got to see the animals, and we had them studying the behaviours of the animals, so that then when they went on to design the feeders that we made, they actually made them link to the animals. So after we did the research using, obviously, the internet and other resources, they had a design phase where they designed and built the feeders. We then gave those devices to Chester Zoo, and a former colleague of mine who works for Salford University is doing an extended longitudinal study on whether we have or haven't actually benefited the animals, because we wanted to prove scientifically that we have actually enriched their lives rather than just say, we built these toys, we gave them to them, we've done our job. We wanted to actually prove that.
What about the children who took part in the study? How old were the students and what do you think they got out of it?
Well, there's two parts to that answer, I suppose. The club is a Key Stage 3 club, so that's students of ages 11 up to about 14. The benefits to them was to do things like just encourage their thinking behaviour, their team working, their skills about technology and science, so they can see how all that actually links together in an applied sense.
And what about in terms of the long-term goal for Rolls-Royce? Because I've spoken with Rolls-Royce, they tell me that their aim is to try to get teachers like you to stimulate students to become the engineers of tomorrow. Are you seeing evidence that the students that you have got involved in this project are going to go into research to benefit Britain in future?
As part of the project, we actually did some analysis through questionnaires where we asked the students their opinion of STEM-related subjects, STEM careers, and whether they were interested in moving into those areas. Quite a lot of them said as a result of this project, we'd either encourage them to take on STEM-related subjects at A-level, possibly university, and there was definitely a positive relationship in the number of students who then thought they would actually be interested in careers in that. And there were a number of students who actually said, because we'd done something unusual looking at primates and biology, they didn't realise just how much engineering could be related to that side of science as well. So they were quite interested in doing that too.
Science teacher at Teesdale School in Durham, Robert Aspden, who won this year's Rolls-Royce Science Prize. There are more details about the prize on the web at science.rolls-royce.com. So that's the school side of the equation. But what about higher level training that will turn university students into the specialist engineers and materials scientists of tomorrow? Well, in the last 12 months, Rolls-Royce have also launched a multi-million pound initiative called the Strategic Partnership, which aims to do just that.
I'm Neil Glover. I'm a material scientist at Rolls-Royce, and I'm responsible for the content and execution of the research programme within the company. The Strategic Partnership is a partnership between Rolls-Royce and the EPSRC, the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, that enables us to fund research in our preferred universities within the UK on a whole range of material science topics that underpins all of our technology going into engines.
People might say, well, Rolls-Royce is a big company. Why doesn't it fund its own research? Why do you need to work with universities for that?
Well, the universities enable us to provide a level of deep independent research on the more academic aspects of material science that can then underpin the work that we do in company to deploy that technology into engines. So it's the freedom for the academics to think, to explore, to check out new technologies and to investigate problems and detailed issues of materials understanding that we just simply don't have time for in the day-to-day business.
So looking at the nuts and bolts of how the partnership works, is this just a research exercise or is the aim here also to try to get people in a position where they could then go on to have progression in Rolls-Royce if they chose to do so?
It's absolutely that. Rolls-Royce is very much dependent upon the recruitment of highly skilled material scientists. And traditionally, that has always come largely from our own internal supply chain through the universities and through the research base. And so the strategic partnership, as much as it develops technology, also develops people who we can recruit into company or who can go into academia.
Neil Glover talking to Chris Smith. And that strategic partnership also funds PhD studentships in materials science at some of the UK's top universities, including here at Cambridge. If you'd like to apply for one or to work on the materials that will drive the jet engines of the future, there are more details online at nakedscientists.com/roles-royce.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.